SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Donald Trump campaigning yesterday in Michigan at a roundtable discussion with the various professionals. He says too many police officers are being prosecuted when things go wrong on the job.
Literally a quarter of a second to make a decision, and if it's the wrong decision, their life is over. And we have to help people out now. It's time. So we're going to do the immunity thing, and we're going to fight alongside of them. We have to. We have to stop being politically correct. And some you're always going to have some bad apples, but they are very, very few.
And he adds he will make sure the auto industry continues production in the United States.
We talk about cars because it's so nice to talk about cars, you know, sort of the ultimate thing to manufacture. But we're going to bring back a lot of industry, and it's going to be great.
Mr. Trump stumping today in Pennsylvania. Also at SRNnews.com, former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says he's not convinced by Hamas claims the war has caused a serious food shortage in Gaza.
Just talk about, you know, famine, food shortage in Gaza. Our military, our sources say that it's not true. It's not the first time we've heard this.
And he adds, the opposite is the truth.
True, they'll claim that the, you know, per capita Palestinians in Gaza are receiving more calories today than before the war.
France's foreign minister has pledged his support now for Ukraine's plan for ending the war with Russia. Minister telling reporters in Kyiv earlier today he would work with Ukrainian officials to secure other nations' backing for that proposal. So-called victory plan was unveiled by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky earlier in the week. And there's unconfirmed reports now that North Korean soldiers may be soon on the way to Russia and Ukraine. This is SRN News. Would you like your pastor to endorse politicians?
The fact is, if a clergyman promotes a candidate for office from the pulpit, he puts the church's tax-exempt status at risk, and a Lifeway research poll finds 98% of preachers never do it. However, the same poll indicates nearly one-third of Americans see no problem with a pastor urging people to vote for a particular politician during his sermon. 45% don't mind clergy endorsements so long as they happen outside of church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Persecution of Christians around the world at a peak that may have no precedent in modern history. However, the faith continues to spread. Pew Research Center projects by the year 2060, there will be 34% more Christians on earth than there were in 2015. Experts say most of that increase will come in Africa, Asia, and Latin America. This is SRN News. Journalism funders committing $20 million in grants to 205 small local news outlets.
Press Forward says that's double what it had intended to give out. Newly funded groups include Black Iowa News, an outlet that began during the COVID era to deliver news about the pandemic. Another is the Nome Nugget, a newspaper that covers a wide swath of Western Alaska. Most of the news organizations will get roughly $100,000 in general operating funds. Press Forward says it doubled its planned funding after being overwhelmed with applicants. John Scott reporting.
Teenager in Hawaii, very lucky after recovering and is recovering after spending more than 11 hours clinging to a kayak before being rescued during an overnight search. Honolulu Fire Department notified the Coast Guard the youngster was missing and he was eventually found. More details at SRNnews.com.